The sports world is full of acronyms, some the average fan is familiar with. QB for quarterback, 1B for first baseman, C for center. But what about the DS? Many couldn't even tell you what sport the DS plays, much less what it stands for. But on the volleyball court, DS stands for Defensive Specialist, otherwise known as the libero. They are exactly what the name implies, a player skilled at digging balls running the backcourt. The libero for the Florida Gators is redshirt sophomore Taylor Unroe, who says the position requires a player to be quick on the ball, both defensively and in the service game.
I would say the libero, first of all, is the person who wears a different color jersey. That's pretty much how I describe myself to everyone. I would say, oh, you know the girl in the different color jersey? That's me. They only play in the back row. They serve for one player coming out of the front row. And they're basically just a defensive and serve-receive specialist. Yeah, they're pretty much just in the back row all the time.
The NCAA rules require that the libero's jersey contrast with that of her teammates, making them easy to spot on the court. Unroe goes on to say that for a strong defensive specialist, they have to be the rock of the squad.
A good libero is always steady, and, you know, even if she's not playing well, she has to just, you know, still work hard, go for every ball, and just try to keep her teammates, you know, just playing well. And you just have to be kind of like the steady person on the court at all times.
This rock position was introduced to the collegiate game in 2002 after being introduced to the international game in 1998. 2 years later, in 2004, the libero was allowed to serve. That rule change is now a big part of Unroe's game.
Having the libero serve is definitely an advantage for a lot of teams, and for me, it's just helped me evolve my serve. I guess I didn't really get to serve a lot in high school and stuff as an outside hitter. I didn't really, you know, do a lot of serving runs. I was more of a passer, and so it's really awesome, and it gives a lot of people opportunities, you know, to see the back line and go on serving runs like I have this year a couple times.
That youth volleyball of Unroe's is a big part of her current skill set. Her head coach, Mary Wise, is pleased with her growth as a player.
First and foremost, what she does is stabilize our team serve receive. She makes everybody around her a better passer. It's a skill that she's very good at and has been, I think, since she learned it at age 4. It just comes naturally to her. And I'm not exaggerating. Ask her when she started playing volleyball, it was age 4. She just has a terrific feel for the ball. She attended one of the premier, most successful high school volleyball programs in the country, and you know, at Muncie Burrs, they are like the Hoosier version of volleyball. And she was in kindergarten. She learned in that lab school, they teach them how to pass in kindergarten, and I think she was in pre-K. So she has some skills that have been developed for a long time, and it's just brought those to our game. The other things we ask of her in terms of defense, which her platform helps so much in her serving.
Wise goes on to say that the development of the libero position in general has been good for the game.
I think for the better. The libero originally was introduced to the men's professional and international game. They're just trying to create a rally in the men's game. And I think it's better received than some of the other changes that were made over the past decade or so. And it's provided more opportunities for girls to play, just like sand volleyball has. So anything that gives girls more out of high school more opportunities to play at the next level is good. It's good for our sport, but it's good for female athletes.
Overall, Unroe says she loves her spot on the court and being the player the team leans on.
Oh, I love the position. I love the concept of everything, and I love being, you know, helpful to my teammates. And as a team, there's never one person that can, you know, change a game. So it's nice to just be that one person to just make things steady. And I try my best to do that all the time.
For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Corey Brooks.